What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here, and welcome back to the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. Hope you had a great long holiday weekend. I don't know, you could probably tell by my voice right now, but I'm not feeling too well, but I still wanted to get you an episode today, so don't worry, here it is, coming soon. But I had a good Thanksgiving. My wife, who is a master chef, made some amazing food, but basically from Thursday through Sunday, I was in bed. I think it's because the previous weekend, I was out in New York for a buddy's wedding, and it seems like every time I fly now, I get sick, which is not good. Not saying much for my immune system, but getting better, had a fever, that's gone. Just the voice is the last thing to come back. But I will say this episode today is going to be one of our 100K Club interviews, which you have definitely heard quite a few of by now. I've been publishing them pretty regularly and have no plans on slowing down with them anytime soon. So keep an eye out for new ones coming. But today we're going to be speaking with Wad, who is a member of Dropship Lifestyle, who has actually built multiple stores that fall into the 100K Club earnings category, and just doing extremely well, has a lot to share, so I do hope you'll get a lot of value from this. I also want to say that if you are listening to this and you are not subscribed to the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast on whatever podcast player it is you use, be sure to subscribe because I am hoping my voice comes back by tomorrow. And this Wednesday, I'm going to be publishing a brand new episode sharing how to invest your first $1,000 into Google Ads. So I think a lot of people will get value from that. It's something I get asked about all the time. And again, that will be coming out on Wednesday. So without further ado, guys, let's go ahead and get into today's 100K Club interview and let's meet Wad. Right now, I am speaking with Wad, who has been part of Dropship Lifestyle for a long time now and is one of the first members to be part of what we're calling our 100K Club. I was just mentioning this before we started recording to Wad, but the goal of this group is to keep people engaged once they've hit a certain level of their stores, to continue growing together and basically communicating with people that are at least at a similar level. Maybe some will be above, some will be a little below, but at least they have their stores up, they're running, they're seeing success, and that's exactly what Wad is doing. So again, Wad, thank you for taking your time on this call. I'm curious if you remember when you first got started with your store. I know you have multiple now, but your first one, kind of like, did you have experience before that, or what were you doing when you first launched your dropshipping store?
My first one was back in 2017, my first high ticket store, that is. Mm-hmm. I started in 2014 for about 3-4 years. I was dropshipping cheap stuff from China and I was always just looking for the new trendy thing every month, basically. Not even every year, but like it just wouldn't work when you did sell something like, oh, hey, this works. People are getting bad quality products, and you know, I had a store shut down because, you know, I had so many orders, it's doing so well, but all the reviews and customers are chargebacks and everything. And so that's when I was like, okay, even if I find something that works, it's just the quality of the product is going to be bad. And that's when I, you know, got following your videos talking about, you know, stop drop shipping stuff from China, work with actual brands. And that's kind of when I started in 2017. I got into high ticket, and that was my first store in 2017. So that's kind of where it was at.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And there's so many people that obviously, you know, I've spoke to that have kind of found us that way. They started with low ticket stuff. And, you know, like you said, I'm not saying you can't get sales, but it only works for so long. Do you remember on your first high ticket store you built? Like, I guess obviously you already had some experience. You knew Shopify. I'm guessing you knew Facebook ads too. But do you know how long it took from when you launched that first store to when the first high ticket sale came in?
You know, I think I picked a decent niche that from going live, I think within the first week, I think my first month, I got like 10K in sales. Mm-hmm. And then from there, just adrenaline hook, I got hooked and just put in more work. But I think it was within the first week I got my first sale.
Awesome. And obviously you've grown a lot since 2017, but over, you know, the years, I'm always curious about like the first sale, but then also if you can remember, you know, I guess what it's been 6 years now, over that time, was there any like big inflection points or anything specific that stood out to you? That's maybe like a memorable moment in the business, or maybe something that you applied that really changed things and took them to the next level, but anything like that stands out?
You know, I wanted to hit certain marks, and that's always been memorable. You know, first month I was like on 100K month, and you know, that was awesome. And then you, And I was getting 20K days, 20 sales, 20,000 sales in one day. And it's like, so it just kept like, you remember those days for sure. I
Yes.
remember my first sale, gets you hooked. But even when you launch a new store now, that first sale still feels like, ooh, and it, but it's just so repeatable. But I would say my biggest one was I hit 20K days for a while and was like, man, I just want a 50K day. And I've eventually hit that. It was awesome. So.
That's awesome. And it does sound so crazy. Like I know it, when I was like first getting started too, when the first big sale came in, the first high ticket sale, it's like mind blowing. And then it almost gets like, I don't want to say you get numb to it, but the numbers don't almost seem real. You know, like you said, like a 20K day is it's that's massive. But then, you know, you have a 50K day, or maybe you'll get like a business to business order that'll come in for tens of thousands of dollars. And it's just like, oh, there's another sale. But for people that, you know, haven't built anything like this yet or haven't got their first sale, it seems like a dream. But then after a while, it's just like, yeah, another day. So it's awesome. But I like that, you know, it could be advice for other people too, using different numbers as motivation. So whatever those numbers are for anybody out there, just set those targets and, you know, that it gives you something to at least, you know, continue for, right? Like to get more suppliers or to better optimize your site or to get your ads working better. And it's good to have different targets rather than just saying like, let's see what happens. So I think people could probably benefit from that also. But yeah, no, I appreciate that. And again, congratulations on everything you've done so far. And I'm sure everything you're going to continue to do, because
Oh,
I know
thank
you've
you.
mentioned, yeah, you're continuing to build more and more stores. And yeah, I think that's obviously a great strategy as well. Have you ever sold one, or do you see yourself doing that?
Sell my first one, yeah. So I
You did.
sold that first one, and then first one. So it was
Nice.
good. It was
Nice.
really good.
Yeah.
Life changing at that moment. And then started another one, and it's like
Yeah.
I tell myself like I could keep these stores and just keep bringing in money, but then you're like, well, if I sell it, I could just repeat this process of this knowledge I know with a new niche, and I did. And it's the same thing. Now I could sell again if I wanted and just repeat the process.
Yeah, and I love that because especially like for some people that are more on like the investment side, like I don't want people to stop buying websites because I sell too. But for a lot of people that, you know, are willing to do the work, like you said, it is a repeatable process. So even if you find stores for sale, you know, for a lot of money, what they've done to create it did take a lot of real work and determination, but it didn't take, you know, an engineering degree, and it didn't take them being the smartest person in the world. It took them putting in the hours, learning and grinding and setting those targets for themselves. And it is repeatable, like you said. So, yeah, again, congratulations on everything. I'm looking forward to having you in this 100K club that we're launching. And I think with everybody else in there, with you, it's going to be exciting to see, you know, the next levels that everyone can get to. And again, there's already some, including yourself, some people doing really big numbers, and looking forward to everybody connecting and facilitating conversations in there that continue to help us grow. So, thanks again for taking the time, and yeah, welcome to the 100K Club.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody. So I hope you got as much value, or at the very least, as much inspiration from that conversation I had with Wad. Again, I am very happy to have him in our 100K Club. And just as a reminder, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle who has also done over $100,000 in sales on your store, you are eligible to join. The price is free. I will post information in this description of this podcast for what you need to do to get yourself in that group, so you could check that out. Also, if you are listening to this and you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, I don't know why that would be, but I will post a link in the description as well that will take you to a free in-depth training I'm hosting that will also give you a special offer to get enrolled in our flagship program, the only program to ever be voted best e-commerce course by Shopify. All right, I'm gonna get back to my turkey and my tea. And like I said, be sure you subscribe so you can be here on Wednesday when I release the brand new episode sharing how to spend your first $1,000 on Google Ads. I'll see you there.